All right. Hello and welcome to CITR 101.9 FM. Or welcome back, whatever. You've been here the whole time. Thanks to Galen for another excellent episode of You Do You Radio. Typically, you'd be listening to Dunkin' Donuts now. I am still Dunkin'. I'm here, but I'm here for a very special broadcast. We're going to do, we've been doing Degree Navigator all this week here at CITR. And so we've got a live performance coming up. We've had great shows all week, and Psy is going to be coming in tomorrow, which is great news. I'd like to remind you that CITR broadcasts from traditional Musqueam, unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia. So Harley Small is joining us today. It's going to be really fun. This has been a week-long series that CITR staff Dora and Jasper have expertly curated. So you're in for a real treat. So whenever you're ready, take it away, Harley Small.
This song is called Friends. Let's go. Thank you guys so much. Thank you guys so much. This is an old song from a cassette that I put out a couple years ago called Cassettes from the New Millennium.
Yourself to see yourself as a more calm, relaxed individual, to see yourself as a healthier individual.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much. We got two more. Thank you, guys. We put out a single called Apartments a couple weeks ago, and we're going to play that now. Thank you.
I
Thank you so much. We are Harley Small. Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much, Harley Small. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. And this is Degree Navigator, a live concert series. We'll be joined by Harley Small and his band in a couple moments. But in the meantime, here's a couple of public service announcements for you.
From September 26th to October 11th is the Vancouver International Film Festival. VIFF presents the world's best cinema fused with related talks and events in a unique Films Plus model. Annually, VIFF presents over 320 films and events, plays host to approximately 400 industry professionals from around the globe, and boasts the largest Canadian film program in the world. Tickets are on sale now. Go to VIFF.org or the Van City Theatre box office to purchase yours today. Wake up.
Broken Pencil, CITR 101.9 FM, and Discorder Magazine are proud to present
CanZine Vancouver, the city's giant zine fair and festival of underground printed arts.
Celebrating zines, comics, and works of weirdness.
Over 300 on display and for sale.
You won't find this stuff anywhere else, ever.
Only at CanZine, September 21st, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Central Branch of the Vancouver Public Library.
It's free, and all are welcome.
For complete festival lineup, visit canzine.ca.
And in case you don't speak cat, on Friday, September 20th, CITR Discorder, UBC Film Society, and the Blank Final Project are all joining forces to bring you Cool Cat Chit Chat. It's a fall mingler and listening party hosted by UBC's three coolest clubs. It's free, fun, and all ages. Come by the Hatch Gallery in the Nest on Friday, September 20th from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. to chit and chat with some cool cats.
All right. I am here with Harley Small. Thanks so much for that performance. That was really great.
Thank you.
There's four of you in the studio. How about you introduce yourselves?
I'm Harley.
I'm Josh.
I'm Matthew.
And I'm Jasper.
Jasper. And Jasper, those listeners out there that read Discorder may be familiar with your full name, Jasper Rinch?
Yeah, Jasper Rinch. Yeah.
And you've been involved with Discorder for quite a while?
Yeah, I've been volunteering for the magazine for probably 6 years now.
Wow, that's a long time in Discorder years.
Yeah, and yeah. I'm also the sections editor for Santa. I've been doing that for about 3 years now.
Right. Yeah, so if you listened or if you have read a CD review or read a concert review, it's got your stamp on it, your stamp of approval.
Yeah, I look at all of them. I make sure they're good to go.
But I hear that he works under a lot of pseudonyms, though. So
yeah, but we can't talk about that.
off the air. We'll figure that all out. Cool. So how long have you, is this your regular band? Is this how you normally configure things?
Yep. Yeah, the four of us have been playing together for like probably a year and a bit now. Before Josh was in the band, we had another drummer. But then Josh moved out here from Alberta, and he's friends with all of us from before anyway, so...
Great.
Yeah.
And where do you fall on the, like, your name as the band name? Is that ever, like, a source of oddness for you, or...?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. It was more just, like, out of necessity, because we couldn't come up with a name that everybody liked.
Yeah.
We got really drunk on boxed wine at one point and came up with a bunch of just garbage names, just the worst names.
Boxed wine is, like, not a bad name for a band.
Yeah? Yeah. For some reason, we weren't smart enough to think of that one.
Anyways. That performance was great. I noticed you, Matthew, in particular, doing some interesting things with your guitar. So playing with both a spoon, but then also, were you actually playing the guitar with the tape deck?
Yeah, sort of. I was using the tape deck. Like, the tape deck has a speaker on it.
Right.
And then I was using the pickups of the guitar
right.
As a microphone. So
I've never seen that before.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, you learn something new every day.
Thanks.
So why do you, you know, it's pretty easy to put a sound file on a computer and then have that, and it's a little bit more precise. What do you like about having this tape deck and your guitar to do those sounds?
I do work, like, electroacoustically on laptops and stuff, too. It's just less things to worry about. It's very physical, tactile. You get a lot of... I can really play with the distance of the tape, and it keeps my signal chain all analog, so I like that.
Right, cool. Some of you are in other bands as well. Do you want to quickly mention those or other music stuff?
Yeah, you definitely should. Jasper plays in a bunch of bands.
Yeah, Jasper should.
Yeah, I play in a few around. I play with Sam Tudor.
Mm, yeah, yeah.
And I've played with Walgren. I'm playing with Sydney next week, which is Harley's wife.
Mm-hmm.
I just played a show with Douse, and I play in a band called Yeast as well, which is a noise band.
That's a lot of bands. Very good. Cool. Anyone else have any projects that they work on?
I have a one-minute song project called Dumb Pop, where I write the music. This band is mostly the same band, but I'm instead singing songs. Mm-hmm. And I also do a lot of prepared guitar as myself, just as Matthew Avery Ratnam.
Right. Yep. Great.
Yeah, I'm also playing with Sydney, with Jasper Lee this week, and play with a great musician called Tarek. We have a few shows, I know, coming up in December, and he's a great person to play with. And Walgren as well, played with. It's all kind of incestuous. We all end up kind of playing with each other in similar groups and stuff like that.
Right. A lot of that seems to lead into your producing work as well. I became familiar with your work. I am from House Gryffindor, but I keep tabs on House Slytherin.
Okay.
And this is a dumb joke. But you recently recorded with the actor that portrays Draco Malfoy in the Harry Potter movies.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was like a year and a bit ago now, I think. Yeah, he was, I guess, here filming The Flash.
Okay.
And a friend of mine, Trevor Tews, who does sound at Guilt & Company, was there, I guess, when Tom Felton was there, and he was looking for a studio. So he was like, oh, you should. My friend Harley works at The Space, so let's go there.
That's a solid friend move.
Absolutely, yeah, it was super cool. So me and him just, hung out with Tom Felton for the day and just, like, dicked around in the studio. It was weird.
Yeah. but more closer to home, it seems like there's a lot of bands that obviously you all play with and are friends with that also have done work at Sound Fountain, your recording studio.
Yeah, that's my company. And then the studio that I work out of is the Space Studios.
Right.
Yeah, which is sort of put together and run by a band called the Star Captains from Vancouver. Yeah,
I haven't heard of them. But
They're great, yeah. They're like a hip-hop sort of neo-soul thing.
Okay,
yeah,
cool. And so you've been working a bit with Walgren on a new project or a new album or something.
We're just working on one song together.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm really excited about. It's this thing that I had kicking around for a while, and I felt like it sort of fit her vibe. So
yeah.
Awesome. I'm excited to put it out.
Yeah. And then speaking of releases, so you put out a couple of cassettes a couple of years back, and mm-hmm. lately it's been you've released singles mostly.
Yeah.
Is it hard to find time to devote to your own music when you've got like all these other projects working? And
absolutely.
To carve out that time to like properly record an album or something like that.
100%, yeah. Especially like all of us, everybody's busy with their own stuff and different projects and work and life and everything. So, it's super hard to first carve out the time myself to dedicate to my own project. Sometimes you just have to like decide, okay, like this week that's the priority.
Yeah.
And then furthermore getting everybody's schedules coordinated, but that's nothing new. Everybody in a band knows what that's like.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll listen. We've talked about Sydney a bit. Mm-hmm. Should we give a listen to one of her songs?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
All right, let's take a little talking break and listen to this. Anything you want to say about this song?
She wrote this song, and her and I just recorded it at home in our apartment. We put the guitars to a little cassette player, which sort of gives it that nice warbly sound. And
Yeah.
Similar to what Matt's doing, yeah.
Wonderful. Okay, so this is Sydney and the song Deeply and Often.
number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this recording error, please check the number and try your call again. For director assistance information, you might dial 411 or the director assistance provider.
I have you, my forget about everything else. Remember when you were taken away by the teachers? We're cheating, couldn't help ourselves. No,
right, Harley, who do we just hear?
That was Johnny Payne.
The dulcet tones of Mr. Johnny Payne.
Yep. And then before that, we had my friend Pierce Kingan, which is an EP that I played some keys on for him. He's one of my favorite songwriters in the city.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Where did he find that answering machine? It's hard. Like, it would be hard to find one of those now.
Yeah, I'm not too sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And at the top, we heard Sydney, Deeply and Often. And you were telling me that you did some like production tricks to get that that analog vibe to that song.
Yeah, we basically just ran the guitar. We recorded the guitar to a little cassette player, and it had this like Verispeed thing, which I like because it gives it that warbly tape sound. But then the problem is that it doesn't line up to the click, so to record the whole thing into Pro Tools and chop it up and
best to
put it
worlds.
In time. Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. All right. So what were we going to talk about? I know we came up with a game plan and now I'm totally spacing on it. You are going to try to pull together an album?
Apartments was sort of the last single that I think we're going to put out for a little while. And then we're going to try and finish off the record and just put the whole thing out before the end of the year, hopefully.
Yeah, great.
See what happens.
What's the song Apartments about?
It's about like a lot of my songs, I sort of write things sort of intentionally vague a lot of the time so that people can take what they want from it. But I feel like it's sort of about, expressing to people like how you actually feel and just being honest with people. But, then at the same time, there was sort of this whole like right wing thing going on where all these people are saying like, oh, I'm just being honest. Like, don't, right. don't get mad at me. I'm just telling you the truth.
Right.
Even though they're kind of not being very nice.
Yeah.
And then at the same time, it's called Apartments because it's also just about what everybody's struggling with right now is like housing. And
yeah, I assumed it was about the housing crisis.
So. So, yeah, it's kind of about all those things combined.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Sydney, you're working on an EP for Sydney as well.
Yeah. We're trying to get an EP done. She's got, I think, 3 more songs and always working on more. So
yeah. Excellent. All right. Well, we'll listen to a couple more songs, but before we go, thanks so much, Harley. Thanks so much, everyone else from the band for that great performance. It'll be podcasted soon, so you can relive the glory of the last hour that we've had. And Degree Navigator continues for one more day. So we've got Psy in tomorrow. So tune in at noon for that. Have you heard the band Psy before?
Yep.
It's it's a super group. If you ask me, I'm spitting into the microphone. I'm so excited. But yeah. So that should be really fun as well. All right. So let's hear a couple more songs just to close out the hour. So what have you got lined up for us?
I'm going to go with a song called Remember Me by a woman called Umi, who I've just recently gotten into.
Cool. Let's give that a listen.
Allow me to show you something. Wrote you a letter. Now that I'm here without you, hope that you're better. Hope that you found someone new. Getting older, know that I've changed, and I can't go back now, nothing's the same, but I won't forget how you got my name, and I was afraid, now I'm afraid. We will always be. We said by now that we'd have everything and more. I never thought that we'd be dreaming on our own. 'Cause I'm getting older, know that I've changed, and I can't go back now, nothing's the same. But
Still